I used to love my morning coffee until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it just wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Now I get my morning ritual without the crash or the discomfort. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, you could win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Today is a special episode because I got my girl Kavaya back on the show. I'm really excited to talk to her about all of the amazing things that she has been working on, give y'all some news. We got a fast coming up, so it's a lot to talk about. Mm-hmm. So before we get into it, Kavaya, welcome back.
Hey y'all.
How you feeling, girl?
I'm feeling good. Very excited. Surprisingly, I have some Monday energy, you know, so I'm feeling good.
Send some to me through the live right now. Like, when y'all hear this on a podcast, we're doing an Instagram live together right now. And Kavaya got the energy and I ain't got nothing but the Holy Spirit.
Listen, that'll get you through. Give you the strength.
So I don't remember where we ended off, like, the last time you were on the show, but I wanted to start the conversation off and kind of start by talking about being unqualified and feeling unqualified and navigating through those emotions to finally be able to do what God called you to do. Because I was, you know, we went on tour a year ago, and Facebook be doing all the little memories or whatever. So I've been enjoying seeing like the memories over the last couple months of us going on tour. And I remember in Dallas, you were just saying how unqualified you felt. And I could just see it in your face when you got there. You were kind of like, oh, I don't know what's going on. Like, I don't know. And I felt the same way. I think I said it on the show maybe last week that when God told me to go on tour and he told me to reach out to you to come on the tour too, I was like, how am I going to go to this girl and ask her, do she want to go on a tour? I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I don't know how this is going to pan out. I don't know how this is going to get paid for. I don't. No. Only thing I know is that God told me to go, but everything as far as circumstances looked in the natural said that I needed to be touring my behind at home and not getting on no plane because I didn't have it. Didn't have the money for it. Didn't know, never planned a live event before, period, let alone going to different states. Like, it was such a leap of faith. And I was like, well, she my kind of crazy because she said that she coming.
So I was like, all right.
We're just going to be crazy together. So, but I do remember just you felt so unqualified at that time. And so did I. And I want to start back there because that was a year ago. And here we are a year later with you launching a new venture. We've been doing a society together and God has really been doing amazing things. Walk us through that transformation from then until now.
Yeah. So just even thinking back to that place a year ago, like, I had so many breakdowns prior to tour that I didn't even tell you about because I just was like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? Like, it was just so much that was unknown. And at that time, I was in a crazy waiting season. So it just didn't make sense. I was like, how do I get up there and pour into these women and speak life to them and pray for them when I feel like I'm struggling myself? Like, I did not feel qualified to be doing that. But afterwards, every time, I always seen why I had to say yes to that. And just thinking back to, again, like, where I was mentally, that feeling of feeling like you're unqualified, it always came from me putting so much pressure on myself and operating mm-hmm. in my own strength. Because God even told mm-hmm. me one time, like, you're thinking and living according to your own reality and not my own. And for me, it was like feeling unqualified was something that would constantly come up, right, for mm-hmm. me. And I would be like, why? Like, why does this keep happening? And I was talking to about this on our live the other day, and I needed an answer from God. I'm like, God, I don't feel that I'm supposed to be so up and down and feeling unqualified. And he told me, he was straight up like, you're sizing yourself up according to your own thoughts. Mm-hmm. I don't think how you think. My ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. So it was like the internal work that I had to do with realizing, like, okay, one, I am God's daughter. Mm-hmm. Like, he calls me daughter. And I had to find rest in that. I had to gain confidence in that everything about Kabaya is taken care of. You know what I mean? Yeah. I can pray for the confidence, but I can't keep relying on my own strength and putting all this unnecessary pressure on myself. And I'm never going to feel fully qualified. You know what I mean? When you're doing big things, it's going to feel scary. You know, and I think that we have to remember, there's a scripture, and I got to do better with knowing exactly which one it is, but it says that God is the one who gives you the power to be successful. You know what I mean? So it's like,
Deuteronomy 8:18.
There we go, sis. So, you know, you just have to release all of that pressure that you put on yourself and figure out, put your money where your mouth is. If you say that, you know, God is your source and you trust him and you know that you have these gifts. So, it was definitely difficult, but it was like I had to deal with the woman in the mirror.
So practically, what did that look like? Because a lot of us, we find ourselves in that space where sometimes we do feel like we could take it on and we do feel like we're ready to conquer all. But then we quickly go back to feeling small mm-hmm. because, again, we're sizing ourselves up, like you said, according to our thoughts. So how did you every day make sure that you were living God's reality and not Kabaya's? Yep.
So for me, because I believe that it's very much so rooted in, like, your thoughts. So I had to, like, really get strategic. And what I did was I kind of switched up my morning routine. Like, it got to the point where, like, you know, some days you skip a few days or you may skip a week. It got to the point where I was like, okay, I can't afford to do that. Like, to show up as my best self, for myself, for people connected to me, for my business, I have to honor Kabaya and her spiritual and her mental wellness. So what I did was, and I always encourage people to do this, I made scripture cards. And I would just run through those like every morning or go on my morning walk and run through those scripture cards. And then I also made like kind of affirmation cards where I would put down something that spoke directly to what I was feeling unqualified for, but something that would just help me to say it out loud and start to really like feel it. And then on the back of it, I put a scripture that connected to it. So basically making those cards and reading them every day, making sure that I was being active in my quiet time every morning with God. And then another thing that I incorporated that I feel like really helped me was fasting. Because I just felt like it was something deeper that I had to break off of me. So it was like I had to do something different, like to get to the root of it. Whether, I don't know if it was something about identity, but something had to be broken off. So really making that time every morning that to say things and study and meditate on things that was going to speak to my inner man, my inner spirit, and really combat those areas where I felt unqualified. So it was like training my mind and my spirit and even how I felt about myself to really see myself according to God's eyes. And that would be my prayer every day. Like, Father, help me to see me the way that you see me, you know? And sometimes that's going to require you to, you know, deal with those parts that you haven't wanted to deal with, or deal with those things that you didn't know that was on the inside of you. Like, let's say if it's identity or something like that. And it's not always pretty at first. I like to say it's ugly before it gets beautiful, but, you know, putting those controls in place to really like meditate and study scripture and do those prayer cards really helped me build up my confidence and my trust in God.
That's good. It was something that you said that I actually wrote down. It was like, I can't afford to get off of my routine. And I think that's something that everybody that's listening, I really want you to take that to heart, because a lot of people struggle with consistency. Yeah. And the question, a lot of times it frustrates me a little bit when people say, like, how can I be more consistent with God? How can I be more consistent in my business? And it's like, do you understand what's attached to your life? Like, do you understand what's attached to what he has you doing? You can't, like you say, I can't afford to get off. There's way too many people's destinies that are breakthroughs that are attached to my yes, that are attached to me showing up every day, that's attached to me showing up and allowing God to use me. There's too much attached to that for me to give in to my emotions, for me to give in to the fact that I feel unqualified. Right. It, like, he called me, so I have to show up, because what does that mean for somebody else? And I know for me personally, that's something that always gets me back together. It's like, what does that mean for the next person? Right. I'm looking at my schedule like, okay, I got a lot going on, but if I don't show up, what does that mean? If I never did this podcast, what would that have meant for so many people who are listening to? I remember when we first switched over from having the, where I had the show was where it was in its original state to where it is now. And I had a co-host doing it by myself. I felt so unqualified because I was like, God, who am I? Who's going to listen to me talk by myself every single week? Like, I need somebody else to balance me out. I need someone else to be on here, because I didn't think I was good enough to show up and just speak. It seemed too simple for it to work. And just watching like the show blossom over the last few years and seeing what we've been able to do with the society, like, even you remember in the boot camp, when was that? Like in March?
Yep. Boot camp. It was March.
So that's right when like COVID was like really just running rampant, like at the beginning of it. And I remember, I don't even know how this came up, but somebody posted, or maybe I posted, I don't know, but someone, a prayer calls, I think that started it all. And we posted, was anybody in need during that time?
Yes.
And in the society, people paying bills, they paying car notes, they, like, it's, this is what it's supposed to be like. You know what I mean? But again, if you think back to, for me, if I'm thinking back to all those yeses ago.
Right.
What would that have meant for this person who had this need to be met right now, but God was trying to order my steps to get us there, if I would have not shown up? Like, what would have that meant for them if I would have not shown up? And that's not to put anything on me, because I'm pretty sure God would have met their need with whomever, but I don't want to be in a place where God takes his hand off me because I'm taking too long to be obedient.
Yeah.
So for you, though, you talked about the scripture cards and staying in the word and things of that nature. Was there ever like a time where you felt like those things were not working and you had to switch it up in order to pull yourself up to be able to show up for what you had to do?
Absolutely. And especially during the waiting season, like, it was just like, bruh, what's going on? Like, do you hear me? Like, I remember so many nights just on my face, bawling. Like, whew, it was so real. Like, so real. And it seemed like every time, though, God would just remind me. Like, someone would message me, or like, I would read something that would just get me through. And it was like, when it gets to that point, when you feel like, you know, stuff isn't working, I feel like you got to get to a place where you understand day by day. Like, take it day by day. And there would be days where someone would just randomly tell me, like, your shoulders were meant to carry this. And I would just probably sob in that moment, because it was like so much that was going on. And it's just like, when you, there's nothing else that you can do sometimes, you know what I mean? And I feel like during that time where, you know, I was doing everything that I know I was supposed to be doing, it was just like day by day, and each day surrendering. I'm here. Like, it's nothing else I can do, but I'm giving you my yes. I'm here. And ultimately, I trust you. I had to really ask myself, like, because, you know, you identify as a Christian, you identify as a believer, but I had to ask myself some tough questions like, okay, Kavaya, do you really trust God? Like, do you really trust God? And do you know what it means, like, to trust him blindly, to trust him when it doesn't make sense, to trust him when the circumstances are crazy, when you ain't got the money? Like, I had to resurrender and be firm in my yes and take it day by day. Like, I didn't even want to complicate it no more. I was like, one day at a time, I'm here. As long as you with me, we just gonna get through this.
This episode is brought to you by KiwiCo. As you guys know, it's a lot going on right now. There are a lot of changes this year. I mean, we went from school being out to summer vacation and back to school, and we're still living in this quote unquote new normal. And for me, even in the midst of all of this, I had a baby, and my child's development, even though he's not going to school, his development is really important to me. And that's why I love KiwiCo. They have fun, creative, innovative, problem-solving crates that are delivered right to your door every single month. So you guys know my kid is an infant. So they have this really, really cute panda crate that is designed specifically for kids that are as young as he is. So we do tummy time. It's like a little mirror on there for him to look at himself. It has all of the contrasting colors. So it's helped developing him even as he's young and still trying to figure out what this whole crazy world is all about. I know thanks to this crate that I can do activities with him at home that's important for his development. And with a ton of kids doing virtual learning and spending a lot of time in the house, it's hard to find new creative ways to keep them busy while still stretching their brain. But KiwiCo does the legwork for you, so you can spend more quality time tackling projects together. Get real high quality engineering, science, and art projects for your children and the kid at heart, like me, because I think I was probably playing with the little mat and looking in the mirror more than my son was. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid. So get 30% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line at kiwico.com/blessed. That's KIWICO.com/blessed. Let's get back to the show. This episode is also brought to you by BetterHelp. On this episode, we've been talking about feeling unqualified and the various emotions behind just being all who God called us to be. And BetterHelp Counseling is here for you if you find yourself feeling a lot of those same feelings that Kavaya and I talked about. BetterHelp is the world's largest e-counseling platform. So for someone like me who has a really busy schedule, it's hard for me to research, make appointments, drive to the appointment, sit through the session, and I find myself not even wanting to deal with it because it's not typically offered at a level of convenience that fits my lifestyle. But with BetterHelp, they'll connect you with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. It's super convenient, especially now. You can get help on your own time and at your own pace. On top of that, BetterHelp is available worldwide. So wherever you are in the world, they're there for you. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. Anything you share is completely confidential, and you can even start communicating with your therapist in under 24 hours. Best of all, it's truly an affordable option. Blessed and Bossed Up listeners get 10% off your first month using discount code BLESSED. So why not get started today, you guys? It's so important that we take control of our mental health. So go to betterhelp.com/blessed. You simply fill out the questionnaire to help them assess your needs, and then you'll get matched with a counselor that you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/blessed. Let's get back to the show. Yeah, I completely agree. And I'm even in that space now. I was, I'm working on a lot of things, and there are a lot of moving parts to what I do, right? So we have Anchor Media, which is the media company. There's a huge vision with that, and there's so many things that we're doing. Y'all see the stuff we put out. By the time it reaches the public, like whenever you're building a business and all of that, by the time it reaches the public, the hard work is over. Like, you know, so there's so many things that we're building that, you know, I have this 5-year strategic vision, and every year is a different focus, and I know exactly what we're doing. But then on top of that, I have the podcast, which is under Anchor Media, but there's a life of its own from what this has blown up to be. So I have to show up to be the voice behind this, but then I got to go then and switch over to be the brains behind that. Mm-hmm. And then I got to go home and be the loving and submitted wife and take care of my son and be present there. Like, it's a lot of places I got to switch to in the course of one day.
Right.
You know what I mean? And recently I was like, and even just as we continue to build the business and I'm looking at where I'm going next and things I'm trying to do, thinking about 2021, because we're getting right into the fourth quarter. I'm like, God, how can I handle all of this?
Yeah.
Like, this is a lot of pressure. And that's what I was telling my husband the other day, because I was kind of like disconnected a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so he thought I was like upset, but I'm like, nah, it's just a lot on my head, because I'm like, God, how can I handle all of this?
Yeah.
How can I handle this mantle as far as this business goes, with this huge assignment, with all of these complicated moving parts that I have to build out? Then I had to handle the heaviness of the spiritual part of like blessed and bossed up to be able to help people on their spiritual walks and be strong for them. And then I got to come home and put on that hat for the family that you've called me to. Like, it's really a lot. It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And so God is so great, because he will use anything to speak to us. And I'm going to do a extended episode on this probably next week. But I was watching this Netflix documentary, and I forgot what it's called, but it's about like, it's by LeBron and Maverick Carter and their production company. And it has coaches from different industries, and they're talking about just like their story and how they've coached these teams to success and all of this stuff. So it's really good. But I was watching the one with Doc Rivers. And one of the principles that he said, which was, I just laugh because God is funny. Mm-hmm. He was like, pressure is a privilege. Mm-hmm. And he was like, it's a privilege to have pressure. And that was something that God, as I'm pouring my heart out to him, was just telling me, like, it's a privilege to have this pressure on you. And because I called you to this, I'll give you the grace to handle all of it.
Yes.
And I had to sit there and be like, God, forgive me. Now, this is a place I get to every day. Like, I get overwhelmed and I'm good. Like, it's back and forth, right? I'm like, man, God, forgive me for like keep somehow my flesh leading me back to this overwhelmed place. Like, I get to show up for you. Like, I get to have this assignment on my life. I get to build a business of this magnitude. I get to have this family. Like, I get to speak for you. You know what I'm saying? And truly speak for you. Like, I get to do all of these things. Yes. And my attitude, and the enemy is just so tricky, but it's like, I'm like, God, forgive me for my attitude sometimes not having me in that place of gratitude, but more so in a place of pressure. Like, it's an honor to have this pressure, because that means you trust me with it. So for anybody that's listening, if you feel like you're in that pressure place, or he's called you to do so many things and it's overwhelming, or you may be in a season where you're waiting, you got to do stuff differently than the world, because kingdom success is very different from worldly success. So he may have you uprooting generational curses as opposed to building your business plan. You think you need to be working on your marketing, but he's trying to heal your heart. Like, his process is different. So any of you guys, you find yourself in that place, understand it's a privilege for God to use you. It's a privilege for him to be molding you. It's a privilege for him to trust you with all that he's called you to be. That's something I remind myself of every single day. That's something that I want to constantly remind you guys of, because we get so caught up in looking at what everybody else is doing. And that's why this social media fast that we're doing is so important, because we get so caught up in seeing everybody else's process. Like, God, why is the person who ain't even checking for you doing better than me? God, why is the person who was out here prophesying in your name able to get all of this success and not me? You got me doing this, but it seemed like I'm doing things right, but I'm not getting the outcome that I want. Like, these are feelings that come, up. And so again, that's why I'm glad we're doing the fast, because we're able to separate ourselves from the digital world and social media and all these things, and really tap into what God is calling us to do in this season. And especially for those of us who are pioneers, we're being called to do some things that haven't been done before. when I was talking to BJ about like the business and how we're building out Anchor Media and all the things that we don't publicly talk about, I was like, I can't call nobody and say like, this is what I'm doing. What do you think? Nobody is going to get it because it's, they can't fathom it, because that's not, one, it's not their calling, and two, it's something that I'm doing that hasn't been done before.
Right.
So there is no blueprint, because he's calling me to create it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can create it because he's going to be the one that's going to show up for me and give me the revelation and give me the blueprint. So again, I'll put the fast in there. Make sure that you guys are signed up for it. Go to blessedandbossedup.com/fast, because this is really a time. We did it last year. You could ask about us, because last year was bomb. But you can check the receipts. Last year was amazing. But we're really taking the time to take a break from social media and really tap into God like never before. So, Kavaya, bringing it back to you, though, after you've gone through that waiting season and you did all of that work to make sure that you were living in God's reality, then here you come with this new venture that I'm excited about, because I'm going to be a client. tell us about the App Outlet.
Yes. So the App Outlet is my new baby, my new company, which is a mobile app development agency. The major app outlet for mobile apps. In a nutshell, we create mobile apps for entrepreneurs looking to build their community and increase their income. Whether you're a full-time or part-time, or you need a mobile app for your church or something like that. But I kind of want to give like a backstory, because I've had a mobile app for 3 years now, the She Who Is Called mobile app. And when I got my app, I was working really closely with the company that created my app. And, you know, going into their office and, you know, getting their opinions and such. And I actually was like, hey, I think I can do this. Like, I told them I would like to, you know, design apps and make mobile apps. And they were like, no, you shouldn't do that. You know, it's hard to get into that right now. So I kind of just brushed it off. Like, I was like, okay. You know, like, but the desire was kind of formed there, and seeing that that was a gift that I could do, because even when they made my app, I didn't like the way that they did it. Like, so I'm pretty tech savvy. So I went back and I redesigned it myself. So they was like, no, you know, you shouldn't get into that. And I, like I said, I kind of brushed it off. And then I would occasionally go back and just do my own research, but never like followed through with it. And so, you know, speed up to a couple years later, and I do the mobile app masterclass that I did back in July, which basically trained people on, hey, this is how you can get an app. This is ways to monetize your app. This is how the process works. And literally the day before that masterclass, I found the resource that I had been looking for all this time. So for me, it was like, okay, God, you showing me something? You being funny? Like, is this a sign that I literally was able to find what I've been looking for the day before my training? So I ended up obviously going through with it, but I just think it's so funny how like something that was brewing up as just like a passion that I thought I could do 3 years ago is now coming to life now. You know what I mean? So timing is just so important, but I'm super excited about the company. I know that it's going to be amazing. I already have a client that I'm working with, and I'm just excited. I feel like, you know, as a mobile app owner for the past 3 years, I'll be able to give so much insight and strategy to people. And I'm excited to make their visions come to life, because I know that their success is going to be my success. So I'm excited to work with people and just give them that genuine type of feel, and, you know, let them know that I got you. You can trust me, and we're going to make this, you know, come to life. So, yeah.
Yeah. So did those feelings of being unqualified that you did before, or that you dealt with before, had they presented themselves now? Because like, sis, you a whole app out here, okay?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Even after, you know, because I have to pay for a software, obviously, to do it. And it's a nice little penny. So I was started thinking about, oh my gosh, like, God, well, you got to send me clients because I got to pay for this platform and I got to make a profit. And then just like, you know, learning how to use the software, you know, it was a little bit like Chinese at first with all, you know, the coding and stuff. I was like, okay, you know, just seeing like, okay, can I really do this? But then I was like, no, you know, I calmed all those fears down. And, you know, if this presented itself, I'm going to be able to learn it. And then I had to just tell myself, girl, you never did this before. Take it day by day. You don't know. You're not going to know. And you're going to make mistakes. But all of that is already accounted for. You know what I mean? So you just got to let the process be the process, you know? So definitely felt unqualified.
Isn't it so crazy how, like, we feel like we have to know everything. Like, I don't know. It's this thing that's in us.
Yes.
For the first time, we feel like we automatically need to know everything.
You got to know every little thing. And girl.
Just trusting the God that gave you the idea in the first place. He gave you the idea for a reason. He got you this far. He's going to see you through. Like, it's like, we feel like once God gives us the idea, we're just supposed to take it and run with it. And it's, I don't know what it is about us. I really don't. Because I do the same thing. Be ready to go. Like,
right.
Sit down.
Ain't nobody tell you
nothing. What you doing? Why you got the whole thing playing? Ain't nobody tell you to do nothing. I just gave you the name.
That's so true.
It's crazy to look back to see where we are now. Because if I think about when I first started the podcast, I didn't go into podcasting thinking like, I'm going to own a media company. I didn't know. I just knew that podcasting was a great platform for me to promote my business and what I was doing. And that's why I got into it. Little did I know that God was going to have me here. And now I'm able to create, now I'm able to amplify his voices in a world where the internet is so loud. So now he's equipped me with the skills over my journey that to be able to then duplicate what we've done with Blessed and Bossed Up with other shows. Like, and a lot of people, even as I'm doing more research on the industry, because it's such a growing industry that is very much so undefined and everybody's trying to figure out where they fit in it. And so even as I'm like studying the industry, studying complementing industries like TV and film and music and things that have similarities to try to figure out the most strategic way to go about some of the things we're doing, I'm looking at this like, wow, there's nobody else that can teach a regular person how to take a show and blow it up to where they're making money in their business, to where they have the freedom to say what they want to say, where there's nobody telling them that they can't do this, they can't do that, but they're able to now be a mouthpiece for God to the nations in a way that just has not been allowed before, or there's not many other places where they can do that, and to then take that audience that they're building and turn it into money in their business, to turn it into money for their families. Like, nobody's talking about that because nobody's done that. And so for God to see me as somebody for God to just pick me up. And I think about David, as David was out minding his business and his father brought all the other brothers in there who looked better, who were taller, who were handsome, who were well-spoken. And he was like, no, you got another son. Where he at? And he was back out there minding his business, doing what he was supposed to do. And he was the one to be king. And so for me, I'm like, wow, God, for you to take little old me, who's just minding my business, who's just doing the things that I want to do, who's growing my relationship with you and just after your heart, not after the riches, not after the wealth, not after the influence, but after your own heart, because I love you that much, for you to love me more to where you chose me for an assignment like this, like, it's mind blowing. And even looking back, not even realizing, even in those darkest moments, that those were going to add up to this. It's like, why wouldn't I trust God with the next yes when his track record's so good?
Yes, exactly.
So for you, thinking back to 3 years ago when you formed that app, did you think that you would be here like a whole, like, you Silicon Valley out here, okay? Did you think that you were going to be here when you were doing that then?
No. I honestly didn't. Although I was like, oh, I can do this, you know, briefly talking to them in conversation, I like I said, I brushed it off, you know, and then things took off with my app. So it wasn't on my mind, like, Not at all. I didn't. And it's still like sinking in. I think once I finish this first app that I'm working on, maybe it'll hit me. But I didn't think I would be here. I really didn't. And it's so mind-blowing. Like, when I tell y'all, it's just so mind-blowing the way that God works. But I definitely, mobile app developer, black girl in tech. Huh? Like,
you know, when they listen to the podcast, they're not gonna hear it, but I'm rolling my neck right now.
Rolling your neck. Yeah, I so didn't. I didn't imagine it. I didn't.
Mm-mm. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Like, you are just, I don't know. I'm just really glad that God connected us to just be able to see where you're growing to be able to see how you persevere, to be able to just watch you blossom into just such an amazing person. Like, I'm just, and you were an amazing person before, but to just watch your faith just continue to take roots as you're obedient to God, I'm just like cheering for you.
You know, I get emotional. So I know, we ain't young.
Ugly. But I'm like ridiculously proud of you, and I know that this venture is going to be absolutely amazing. And my prayer for you, as always, is to God to just blow your mind.
Yes.
So tell people before we wrap up, tell people about the planning sheet that you have for them.
Yes. So I've created a mobile app planning sheet for you guys, because it's awesome to have these ideas, but that planning sheet is going to basically build the blueprint. So it's going to ask you, you know, what category is your app in? What's the name of your app? What features would you like? It's going to ask you to think of some pain points that you want to hit within your app, because I feel like your app should also solve a problem. And then it gives you like a little app icon where you can kind of draw it out how you want it to look. So I think it's a great start. Yeah, like the blueprint of, you know, just before, so that when you come to me, and, you know, we have our consultation, it's already mapped up and we can start the process and get you on your way to having your own mobile app.
Yeah. So the link to that, you guys, is in the show notes. So you'll be able to download that, map out your ideas, and definitely reach out to Kavaya to get your app developed. I'm hyped. I'm excited. We got to get off here because I need my consultation. Okay. So period. Make sure you guys click the link in the show notes to download that. Of course, click the link in the show notes to sign up for our fast. We're doing another social media fast, 14 days starting this Thursday, October 1st. So we're kicking off the last quarter of the year by fasting the way that it should be. So yeah, click the link to sign up for that. And that's it. Anything else before we hop off?
Nope, but I just really hope you guys join us for that fast. The last one, like we said, was amazing. It's only 2 weeks. You can afford this. It's for you. It's for your own well-being. Excuse me, for you to grow your relationship with God. So we want to have you. We have some very special guests coming in. We're going to do daily prayer calls. You get daily devotionals. And you're going to have access to all our past stuff, business boot camp, all of that. So make sure you guys join us on the fast.
All right, you guys, that wraps up another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I'll talk to you guys next week.